before I make the announcement, I also want to say that my request to you is that you will continue to come to church and serve and give for the next, you know, little bit. Cause I don't want to have, I'm taking a little bit of a break, and I don't want to have to worry about the church. My break may be a few days, a few weeks, I don't know. I got a call late last night. My wife has passed away.
Oh, lads, I was wrong on this one. I was wrong, and a lot of other people were wrong, too. But if you've been keeping up to date with this pastor over here, this dude did an entire sermon, right? He rolled into church, did an entire sermon, and at the end of it goes, by the way, my wife's dead. Well, he doesn't seem all beat up. She died, what, 50? Is this the 15-year anniversary of her passing? No. She died 15 minutes ago. Oh, motherfucker, you just did an entire sermon, and your wife, she's dead, but the body's still warm. You did it. Allegedly, of course. That's what everybody was thinking. That's what everybody that replies over here is talking about. That dude killed his wife. That dude killed... It's always the husband. As a husband. This is patriarchy and bigotry, by the way. I just always assume it's the husband. A wife dead? Husband. Investigate the shit out of that husband. I ain't buying this glove. Don't fit. Must have quit bullshit. No. It's the husband or the ex-husband. In that case. But no. Holy shit. There's a whole bunch of people in the comments section eating crow over here. This was Colin Rugg the other day. Micah Miller, the pastor's wife, who was found dead in a park, told her sister that if she was found dead with a bullet in her head, it was JP. Right? That's Pastor John Paul Miller. Met Micah when they were just 14 years old. He was in his late 20s. Holy fuck. This dude was in his 20s. He met a 14-year-old, ended up marrying her. And she ended up dead. Yeah, everybody thought it was this dude. Allegedly, of course. Don't come at me, bro. Because, boom. Here's the... The local police department was like, no, we got this chick's 911 call. She called 911. She said, hey, look, I'm gonna kill myself, right? Here's where you can find my body. Tell my family. They've got pictures of her leaving the house. They got pictures of her at the gun store buying the gun. And by the way, where's the picture of her in the gun store? Look at this. So she walks into the gun store and she's like, I'll take that right there. And she looks like she's in good spirits, by the way. She knows exactly what she's going to do with that gun, by the way. Maybe she... I don't know. Maybe she was going to originally... Look at how happy she is buying this gun. Maybe she was going to use it on the dude. I don't know what the hell happened over here. There's reports that he beat her. And listen, 20-year-old dude meeting a 14-year-old, ended up marrying her. This whole thing's sketchy as shit. But no, they got pictures of her buying the gun, getting the gun, going to the park, calling 911, and then shooting herself. So she shot herself. Boy, that threw everybody for a swerve because everybody was damn convinced it was him. Allegedly, of course. I don't want to get sued. I don't know how this works. I don't know how any of this works. But wow. Wow. What an incredibly insane turn of events. 10.6 million people watched this the other day. And I'm thinking 10.59. We're wrong as fuck in this situation. But there you go, boys. Apparently she did shoot herself, and that guy's, I don't know what he's guilty of, but he's not guilty of shooting her. So we're keeping an eye on you though, bud, right? 20 something year old meeting a 14 year old Abe. But again, all of the receipts show that he didn't do it. Crazy. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. We kept up to date on pastors not shooting their wife. Else. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.